Blackstone Publishing presents Codeword Overlord, Axis Espionage and the D-Day Landings by Nigel West. This book is read by Ralph Lister. The military organization that has the most efficient reconnaissance unit will win the next war. General Werner von Frisch, 1938. The invasion does not yet appear to be imminent. Field Marshal Gerd von Rundstedt, Commander-in-Chief West, 5th of June 1944. During the night and the early hours of this morning, the first of the series of landings in force upon the European continent has taken place. Winston Churchill, House of Commons, 6th of June 1944. A considerable degree of surprise was achieved throughout. Brigadier Edgar Williams, 21st Army Group, 6th of June 1944. The Allies scored a great surprise on the 6th of June 1944 by the imposition of radio silence. General Albert Braun, OKW Chief Signal Officer. Introduction. 75 years ago, on the 6th of June 1944, 168,000 Allied troops stormed ashore on the beaches of Normandy to begin the liberation of Nazi-occupied Europe, supported by 12,000 aircraft and nearly 7,000 ships. The invasion plan, initially codenamed Overlord and then designated Neptune and a dozen other subordinate components, was the largest amphibious assault ever contemplated and was an extraordinarily high-risk enterprise. The daunting requirement to deliver a large number of heavily armed soldiers and their supporting weaponry to a well-defended coastline imposed significant challenges. The key to success would be the element of surprise, but the enemy was fully aware that an invasion attempt was probable sometime during the summer of 1944. The only issues at stake were the precise timing and the exact location. If the ultimate Allied objective was to cross the Rhine, occupy the industrial assets of the Ruhr, and reach Berlin, the most direct route seemed obvious. Conventional military doctrine dictated that the invading forces should be at sea for a minimum period, so as to avoid a major naval engagement in which the convoys of troopships would be bound to suffer heavy losses. The less time the troops were afloat, the smaller the chance of a U-boat attack. Of convoy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?